Let me summarize it. They found a plan of land warm garment. That was how it was. And the Bible said, one day the people found a thin man, and they said to themselves, let us build a tower for ourselves that will reach to the heaven. And immediately, because they were together in oneness, one accord, everything, you know, was in place. They all agreed, and then what began. And the Bible said, God knew from heaven, I was like, hey, these people, if we allow them, they will build that tower, and the tower will reach heaven, just as they have wanted, because they are one. Hallelujah. That is the mystery. God knows the power of togetherness. God knows the power of oneness. The one who made us. Then we should be wise enough to know that being together, not just together in the physical, but in the spirit, in mind, is very important. It is a mystery. It is a secret that every child of God should know. Not just the church, anywhere you found yourself, even in an organization. If there's division, I bet you that organization will not know that much. Amen. So God, because of God knowing the importance of oneness, the only thing he could do to stop that was to scatter them. I pray the devil will not scatter the church of God. Yeah. In Jesus' name. Yeah. God knew, but God said, no, I have to scatter this marriage. And God did as he spoke. And they were scattered. And that was the end of the building of the tower. Can you imagine? Amen. Let us go to the next Bible verse. Like I said, I want to run. My time is short. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. Amen. It says, two are better than one because they have good reward for their deeds. Oh my God. This is the word of God. But we, that God has prepared this word for, we don't usually look into this important mystery. The Bible says two are better than one. We see people say that I'm fine by myself. I can do it. No. Even God didn't do it himself. When the time came for you to make my come, let us make man in our image. If you God didn't do it alone, then we should know the mystery of togetherness. For if before one will lift up his companion, but go to him who is alone. So if anyone is having a mind of being alone, yeah, please change it. This is the word of God. Woe, curse to the one who chooses to be alone, not just physically, but even spiritually. Woe to that person. And the Bible says again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Now I know verse 12. So one may be overpowered by another. Say, two can be withstand. Or two can withstand him. Say, and a threefold cord. I love the word cord. Threefold cord. Take three ropes, tie them together. Bring only one rope. Bring a knife. See which one will be cut fast. See which one will be cut in 1 minute. That's the goal. When three comes together, it's even in God's word. He said, when two, you're supposed to say one more. But God, knowing the mystery of oneness, he said, when two or more are gathered together in my name, I am here in their midst. It is the mystery. Two, not just better. That's why I love this thing. Two are not just better, they are stronger. Sure, they are everything, wiser. Victorious, that if there is anything like that, when you are more than one, anything, you can move anything. Amen. Because you become stronger, better, wiser. You begin to have opinions together. You need one another. They are not easily broken, not easily put down or destroyed when you are more than one. Romans chapter 12, verse 3 to 8. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among us. Paul was saying that in the time, but that's one. This same word applies to the Christians today. Not to think of himself more highly than it comes to. But to think soberly as God has dealt with each one as a measure of faith. Verse 4, for as we have many members in one body, and this is God. Yes, we may think we are many, but we are one. Even Jesus said, I and my Father, we are one. He didn't say we are two. As Christians, we are one, regardless color, race, regardless nationality, regardless our body size, educational level, we are one. God says he has given to each one a grace to be treated. Just know in your mind that my own grace is enough for me. Just know that. Don't say my grace is small. What is grace big? No. God knows the grace that defeats each one of us. All we need to do is to stand together to build that one body. Amen. One person cannot build it. The only eyes cannot make the whole body. If you remove one tip of this finger, the impact will be left out. Hallelujah. That is how important it is to be together. Hallelujah. If you remove just one here, see, it's just one here, it's okay. No, the impact will be felt. If the eye is sick, the impact will be felt. Have you wondered if I just cross my little toe, I will feel pain all over my body? The power of one. Apostle Paul reminded us, it is important. Don't forget, Christian, you may be many, but you are one in the body of Christ. Amen. I'm going to jump again to the next verse, Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. I wrote many things, but I have to jump there because of my time. I don't want to overspend my time. Genesis chapter 6. Amen. From verse 1. I can explain. The Bible says, when the serpents came, who can tell me how many people did the serpents come to? How many? One. Only one. It is more than Eve was alone. What an opportunity. If he was to be together with Adam, it would not be possible. Hallelujah. But the serpent also knew. He knew the power of money. This woman is all by herself. This is an opportunity for me. And he approached him immediately. What do you think if you just eat this thing? And the moment he fell, Adam fell after him. Meaning that if there is no oneness, if one of us is far away, the devil can come in, it's an access. If there is division in the mind, even if you just one person, it's an open door for the devil to gain access to have his way. He didn't stress, the devil don't need to go against the father. As long as he got access to him, that is enough for him. Meaning it is very important that the four be tightly close together. When you come and give your opinion, you are saying the same thing. Our mom is saying the same thing. Mommy over there is saying the same thing. No way. Why? One mind, one God, one spirit, one faith, one race, one thought. Everything is one. No way. Satan has to lose hope. He has to go through it. He will not go through us. In the name of Jesus. Satan only needs strategy. That is all. It's not power. But if you can catch, just the Bible says it's a liar. Just keep it. Just lose up a little bit. Just you will enter. That's it. I pray you will not enter us in Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. I hope I see how maybe 5 minutes to round up. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. I know we are together. We are strong, but we can be stronger. We can do better. The cord will be tighter. So that when the devil comes, he finds nothing against us. Now I plead with with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing. The same. Just the same. If we can do this, believe me, you conquer Satan. Satan comes here, you are saying the same. He comes here, the same. You are all saying Jesus is Lord. I am here to build the body of Christ. He goes there. The person says the same. He loses his power. Amen. He says, speak the same thing. That there be no division. Meaning, if we are speaking differently, we are divided. If we are thinking differently, we are divided. If we are running and pursuing different things, we are divided. Our mind must be one. When we look at the book of Acts of Apostles, the time that the Holy Ghost will come down, the Bible says the apostles were one born and taught. If there is division in the spirit, there will be no Holy Ghost to any apostles. And there will be no Pentecost. And we are all talking about it. Amen. Now, the importance of being in one spot, I will run through it, we may not read the right verse. The first thing, we become unbreakable and unmovable. Unbreakable. The Bible says, how much more when three thoughts are put together, they are not easily broken. We become unbreakable. It's even up to our own purpose, right? We're not with those people we are trying ourselves. You will be saved, they will be saved, and all of us will be accomplishing purpose. And that purpose is building the body of Christ. And as long as the body of Christ is being built, our life is built. Because our Bible says, he who called us is faithful. He is faithful. He will not fail. The Bible says that God has not called the house of Jacob to see him again. As long as you are faithful, you remain in that place where God has put you. Maybe you are taking the position of the hand. And when you need to lift something, you lift it. When you need to pay something, you pay it. Do it faithfully, not waiting for any report, any reward or paper. He who calls you is faithful. Amen. The two says, it's the evidence of God's presence. Yes. When there is a vision, God is missing. Yes. It is written in His word. It says, where two or more people are gathered in His name is dead in the midst. Matthew 18:20. The third one, we sharpen one another. Look at how our uncle was going after the sister. Even though they were not together with her work, she just keep going because she knew that those things they are finding right in, there is no right there. Those things they were finding hope in, they are a copy. They have a path to fill up in the body of Christ. They have a path to fill up. There is a wall that needs to be covered by them. But they look, they missed that point. The devil deceived them. That's why he deceived him. He said, no, you need money. You are in Egypt. You came to Egypt to make money. What is this church thing? Come and leave the church for the pastor. No. Hallelujah. If Jesus can do it, look, he will raise a disciple. The Bible says he had 12 disciples. They were all going together in one spirit. Amen. We sharpen one another. One is tired to leave her. One is sick to visit her. One is confused to help her. We pray for her. Oh, how does it? Look at, we can tell. Look at how the program is going. Plan. How should we do it? Should we do that? Should we do it? Woman, we shuffle one another spiritually, physically, in all aspects of life. And the fifth one, our prayer become effective. I will read this Psalm 133:1-3. But before then, after our position, our prophet in four. The Bible says, when the apostles are praying, they will be shaking, and the Holy Ghost came down. Why they were together? The Holy Ghost came down. So when the apostles are praying, the Holy Ghost came down. And when you see that verse 31 of the Acts of Apostles, I'm going to read it with me because I'm wrapping up. Acts of Apostles chapter 4. After they had prayed, see what happened in 31. And when they had prayed, praise the Lord, when they had prayed, for the place was shaken, where they were assembled together. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Power of God. attracted to this section. From 103, okay, 1 to 3, everything. Behold, so look, is an attention. They are calling somebody's attention. Look, we see how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in the room. Not just together, but in unity. One mind, one thought, one race, one passion together. If we come together as three and we agree to do something and are lagging behind, there will be a heaviness on the momentum and they may not be able to achieve. Because my sense will be left out. How good and pleasant it is for them to dwell together in unity. I will read verse 2. It is like the precious ointment upon the head of Aaron, down upon his bed, even Aaron's bed, and went down to the stairs of his family. Verse 3. This is very, very powerful. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descends upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded his blessing. Very simple. So sometimes there is a lot to do for us. These simple mysteries are the weapon in the hands of Satan. We need to deal with it. If not, Satan will be haunting us now. Hallelujah. Want God to command his blessing in your life, church of God, business, anything, let there be unity. Be together. In one. Let the mind stay the same thing. Hallelujah. Let them be on our feet. We are going to pray. I want us to thank God for his wonderful staff.